College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, Sherry here. You're listening to Quad Talk 101, and I'm here with the lovely
Sean Wattman.
Oh my gosh, glad to see you, Sean. So it's me and Sean this week, and we've been thinking of topics. Sean, you gave me two topics, which is great because I kind of like slapped them out of you. Not actually, I didn't hit him. I just asked him.
Yeah, she's lying. She actually hit me.
No, I did not. But yeah, so you had like a topic. There was one that you really wanted to talk about. So yeah, let's do that one.
First off, I'm a huge Rihanna fan, so I heard that Rihanna is going to be performing at the Super Bowl's halftime show.
Who'd you hear that from?
The internet.
The internet told you.
The internet.
Mm-hmm. And the internet was like truthful about this. Don't toy with my emotions.
Listen,
if you're lying.
Okay. Well, I kind of believe anything off the internet, so.
What? No.
Well, not everything, but. So I'm 98.3% sure she's going to be there.
That's a good, I like those odds. I'm so excited for her to do the halftime show.
Maybe 89%, but anyway, it's still above 50, so.
I like it because, I don't know, I guess the last halftime shows I've seen haven't been bad. It's just kind of like.
What about Shakira's and J-Lo?
No, that was really good. I like that. I think it's just because like Rihanna's such an established icon and figure, and she has so many songs out. Because sometimes when they do, people like, they're still very good, but they don't have like the biggest catalog out. Like if you have someone like Beyonce who's been literally doing this since she was 20, it's kind of cool to see like different eras and her showcasing that. So
exactly.
Like with Rihanna, she has so many different phases. So that's why I'm like, I'm so excited to see this all culminate. I'm pumped.
Yeah. What is your favorite Rihanna song? I have to know.
Oh, this is really hard because she has like so many, she has so many good songs. So I guess if I had to like think of one off the bat right now is Rude Boy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
that.
Talk That Talk. I don't know why. Like it just gets me hype when I'm like doing a power walk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, the OG Umbrella always has a special place in my heart.
Not a fan, but yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, okay, but it was like I think it's, I'm more nostalgic about it.
Okay.
Because that was like when she was like first coming into herself.
Yeah, that's true.
What about you?
I listen like half of them. Like
that is not no.
I'll break it down then.
Yeah, that's
just,
like not
just
fair.
Just for you. SOS.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can't pronounce it, but it's like SMM.
SNM.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's that.
And
oh,
then
that's
like,
good.
Please Don't Stop the Music.
That's also a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, Only Girl in the World.
Oh, stop! Mm-hmm. I think that is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the other one? Hopeless Place.
Ooh, we got a deep cut.
And
I haven't
Disturbia.
Ah, Disturbia is pretty good.
Pretty good.
No, it's like it's really good. There's one that she has, and like, it's a little bit darker. I don't remember what it's called.
Stay?
No. It's Hard. It's called Hard.
I don't think I've heard that.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
It's like her being all badass and just being like. I definitely recommend Hard if you guys are like feeling angsty and you want like so the Rihanna fix at the same time. That's a good one.
I don't know if you're upset and you just want to be sassy. I would listen to SOS.
I don't know. That doesn't feel like a sad song though.
No, not sad, but like if you just like you know want to have fun.
What about What's My Name? From the red era, from her red hair era.
I like her red hair era. That song is okay. It's not my favorite.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's like one of those. I just love it because it's just, I don't know. I could easily listen to it and I don't get bored of it. But I could see why someone would be like, that's not my favorite Rihanna song because she has so many different types of songs. So what are you looking forward in the halftime show? Like, what would be something that you'd want to see?
Well, I'm a dancer, so I want to see all the people dancing. I want to like, I want big, like with J-Lo and Shakira, I saw choreography left and right. I want to see the same thing with Rihanna, but I want it times 12. You know,
do you want it like on a Beyonce level or would you want it to be like different from Beyonce? Well,
when you say Beyonce level, what do you mean?
I think when I did see Beyonce doing the halftime show, like it was heavy with the choreography and it was so slick. You didn't like it? What?
No, I didn't dislike it. But like Shakira and J-Lo, when it comes to choreography, it was stronger. It was bigger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Beyonce is good, but like there's nothing, you can't compare J-Lo and Shakira, in my opinion, at the halftime show.
No, I understand, because I don't remember their halftime show off the top of my head, but I think the...
Really?
Well, I remember it because I had memorable moments, but I think the thing I liked about Beyonce's, like, I guess performance was, like, how grandiose it was. Okay. Like, she had, like, so many dancers in so many different sections, and then she did, like, the reunion of Destiny's Child. Like, there was so much stuff, and I was like, oh, my God.
And she is a very strong person, like, personality, which is good
for performance quality. Yeah, mm-hmm. She has, like, she commands a stage very well, mm-hmm. which is, like, insanely cool. There was even the one part where I think she was doing something and she like almost fell, but she made it look like it was part of the choreography. And I was like, that is crazy.
That is talent.
So I bring this all up because I know you're a dancer and I know you're trying to start a club here. I think we might've talked about it in a previous podcast.
Yes, we talked about it last week.
So I'm just plugging Sean's club. So I think that's why he's able to see like the choreography better than I could.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm just like, ooh, look at them dance. And then I was like showing him videos and he's like, that's not even good. And I was like, I don't know. It's
well, they're not bad, but they're kind of like amateur-like. So
now what do you define as amateur?
Like it's fun to put on like TikTok. It's fun to kind of do with your friends, but it's not like at a professional level. It's not something I would want to see at a show.
Oh, so mm-hmm. If you were seeing a show, you're just kind of like, I don't want to see someone milli rock.
Yeah, I want to, no. I want to
or
see,
the worm?
Like, oh, God, no. I want to see something like Levels. I want to see like Ripples. I want to see something that I haven't seen before.
Right.
You know World of Dance, the Canes? Have you watched them?
Sure.
Okay, watch them later. I'll send you the YouTube video. I'm making you watch it later. They were incredible. I call them like experts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. I'll link that down below, guys. You got to check that out. Yep. Now, I know you were telling me a little bit about a second topic that you had.
Yes. So Preacher Lawson came over to the school.
Yes.
When was this?
I don't know. I think it might have been last week.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. In like the last 2-3 weeks. No, it was probably last week.
It was last week. Preacher Lawson came. Did you get to see him? How was it received?
So I went in for free.
That is not fair.
No, it's not fair. But well, because I was supposed to volunteer, but then they were like, oh, sorry, we don't need you last minute. And then I just was like, can I go in for free?
Yo, wait, yeah. Tell us about the experience there.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was.
Like, okay, it was, you're yeah. really hyping it up too much. Calm down.
I watched it. Like, I think his live performances, like in AGT, were like funnier. Like, I think he's a funny guy. I think he was just tired. It was late.
Right.
So he wasn't as humorous as I was hoping he would be. But like, again, I mean, this is at a school. He's probably tired. I mean, but
right.
In the actual performance in AGT, he had more energy. He was, you know.
He's known to be a very animated, mm-hmm. like, type of comedian.
And he's good. He's talented.
So was it more like, bring us into the experience. So when you went, was it more because he was on America's Got Talent? And I think, did he win?
No, he got second place.
He got second place, which is
he lost incredible. To a puppet.
That makes me mad. So him on the American Got Talent, like he's very animated. Like he does a lot of physical humor. He has a lot of energy. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of like Jim Carrey in a sense. Like they're not the same. Because here's the thing, right? Jim Carrey uses a lot of physical humor and voices. Like that's what he does. So I'm not saying they're the same person.
No, but, I know what you mean, but.
But I'm just saying they both have, like, to do a Preacher Lawson type of performance, you, like, need a lot of energy.
I don't know. I feel like Preacher Lawson's more interesting than.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own.
No, yeah.
I think it's just because it's, like, apples and oranges. Like, if I go to a Jim Carrey show, I'm expecting something very different from a Preacher Lawson show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I guess what you're saying with his performance here, it was just, like, I guess there may have not been as much energy because he may have been like tired. Cause like, I could imagine just doing a lot of physical humor and then you're just like, oh my God, as opposed to maybe a comedian that's more like they don't really use physical humor as much. They just more like narration and talking. So,
okay.
So maybe that might've been it, but did you have any, like, were there any jokes or anything that you're like, ooh, I like this, or like anything that was very different from how he performed at AGT, aside from like maybe the hypeness, but like the energy wise?
Well, he mentioned, you know, like the Little Mermaid, the one that's coming out.
Yeah.
Of like having a new character and all that. So he made like a joke. I forgot what he said, but he was really funny with that. So, but the way he presented it was funny. So
you're like, he had some joke about it, but like,
I forgot what it was.
It was funny. So all in all, like, Would you pay to see him, or were you just like, I'm glad I got in for free, or what?
I like him. I think he's talented,
mm-hmm.
but I would not pay to see him.
Okay, yeah. So he's just probably not your cup of tea.
I'm also very picky.
Oh, how so? Do you have any like comedians that you particularly follow?
I don't know. I think it depends on the joke. It depends on, like, I like Kevin Hart, but I don't like all of his jokes. So it really just depends.
I feel like with Kevin Hart, I like what he's about. Like, I like what he's doing. Sometimes I'm like, okay, that's not really, I'm not interested in this area. Because, like, I think I watched him once. Like, I don't know if it was Netflix or something. And I watched his whole thing for an hour. And I guess because, like, in certain sections, he'll, like, talk about this particular thing. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty funny. I could resonate. But then it'll be, like, about his wife and stuff and all that stuff going on. I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to hear that. And then there'll be something else and something like that. I think the comedian that I was, like, kind of disappointed about was Ellen. Not that I hate Ellen. What?
I actually think she's really funny.
I think she is really funny. I think it's because the last time I saw a Netflix series of her, it was just kind of her trying to relate to regular people. Mm. And it felt more like a sermon than it was like actual comedy.
Okay.
Which, that's like the only thing I'll say. I think she's still very talented and stuff. I think that was just one special and that's what she decided to do. But yeah, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I think Ellen's really funny, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
That's like the same thing I think about Kevin Hart, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So all in all, you liked it. You're just like, this was like a fun time.
What? No, I was like, yeah.
You know, and I think the thing is with comedy, it's so hard because it's,
yeah.
Because like, it really depends. Like, if you go to a band or something, you're just like, okay, maybe it's not my cup of tea, but like, unless it's like really offensive to my ears, I don't care. But one time I took my mom to see a comedy show and I was like, this is going to be really fun. And this man was just talking about women in a really gross way. And my mom was there and I was like, we need to leave. And it didn't say anything about like explicit or whatever. So I feel like whenever you're like watching a comedian, you're just like, it's really hard to recommend, be like, oh, you should watch this person. Cause it's like, there's so many like varieties. And if it's not something you resonate with, you kind of just hate it the whole time.
Yeah.
Because it's not a round of different comedians coming up.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm glad you were able to watch him. I'm very jealous because he seemed like he'd be really fun. And yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Have anything else to add, Sean?
No, I am. That was pretty much it for me.
Well, hey guys, thank you so much for listening in. We will see you guys next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.